W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original.
I'm Steve Kathan. Secretary of State Blinken has postponed next week's planned diplomatic trip to China. It comes after a suspected Chinese spy balloon was seen over Montana. It's now high over the Midwest.
U.S. officials say the balloon is traveling at an altitude of 66,000 feet and maneuvering as it is blown on a trajectory that is expected to take it across the United States. The Pentagon continues to track it on radar and at times has it under visual observation. Military officials have recommended against shooting it down for now because of the danger it would pose to people on the ground. But officials say that recommendation could change once the balloon gets over an unpopulated area. David Martin, CBS News, Washington.
China insists it's a civilian research balloon and has expressed regrets. The government says employers added 517,000 jobs last month. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says that's considered a strong number.
The January jobs report underscores the message that Jerome Powell gave during his press conference this week. Although economic growth is weakening, the labor market remains resilient, which means the Fed is likely to continue raising interest rates, maybe two more times at a quarter point each, so that wage growth starts to come down and inflation readings improve.
Wind chills this morning in the upper Midwest were in the 25 below zero range. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says the brutal cold is now pushed east.
The winds continue to increase. They'll be running at gale force, running 20 to 30 and gusting over 40 miles per hour at times through the day today. And the temperature and wind combination will keep driving the wind chill down until it reaches dangerously low levels, anywhere from minus 10 to as low as minus 40 or minus 50.
Honda and the government are urging owners of thousands of older vehicles not to drive them until dangerous airbag inflators are replaced. Here's Jeff Gilbert of Detroit affiliate WWJ.
These are older 01 to 03 Hondas and Acuras with non-repaired Takata airbags. Honda says there are 8,200 vehicles out there that have a high risk of having the airbag inflator rupture that can cause death or serious injury. You can check with a dealer or the NHTSA.gov recall database.
A Republican bill in Arizona would restrict drag shows in the state.
It's not R-rated, it's X-rated entertainment.
GOP Senator John Kavanaugh says under the bill, performances would be banned near daycare centers, schools, and churches. Performer Jessica Harper spoke in opposition.
This bill is so vaguely written that it would effectively make it illegal for me to exist in public as a trans woman, let alone DJ anywhere but a strip club.
Checking Wall Street right now, a mixed bag. The Dow is up 57 points. The S&P is down 5. This is CBS News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today with a high of 30. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 22. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, highs level off around 31. Warmer Monday and Tuesday with highs in the upper 30s. Mixed precipitation possible at times Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 4 above.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Ducks Unlimited. Find out about their upcoming DUX Expo at duckexpo.com. That's duckexpo.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, Jim Bobiash tells us what's happening next month at the Range of Richfield. John Wozniak of Mech Outdoors says now's a great time to start reloading your own ammo. And Paul Johnson tells me what to expect when I head up to Riverbend Resort on Lake of the Woods this coming week. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. And the firm has paid thousands of dollars in rewards to help solve crimes in the Milwaukee area. And Michael Hupe, who is the president of Milwaukee Crime Stoppers, is willing to pay a $25,000 reward for the next anonymous tip that solves a homicide case. So if you've got a tip on an unsolved homicide case, visit MilwaukeeCrimeStoppers.com. Well, joining me again from Wisconsin Rapids, Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, gosh, you are usually the most successful ice fisherman I know, but you had a rare experience this past week. Rare for you.
Well, yeah, it was... It was weird, Dan. I mean, I cover a lot of ground when I go out and ice fish, even on a good day, and we covered a ton of ground. According to my smartwatch, the end of the day we went out, or the end of the evening. So I'm sure there was, you know, some erroneous walking around, taking care of children and things like that. But I had 16,000 steps for that day, and wow. You know, we put on just a ton of miles trying to figure out some fish, and we even had some of the best technology to be able to do it. We could see we were chasing fish around by making noise on the ice just by walking, which was not helping, you know, any situation. You still got to drill a hole in order to get to fish and yeah. things of that nature, and it was clearly spooking fish. And then we just ran into situations where the bites were off. You know, we just couldn't figure out what they would even want to look at. I mean, that's what it really came down to, Dan. We weren't on fish we couldn't get to eat. We were never really on fish. Fishing with myself and two others, I never once had a fish even look at a bait. Not once did I have anything on a flasher that looked at a bait. One of the other guys I went with had one fish, and one of the other ones had two fish. Look at and deny. Both. Oh, nobody caught a fish.
Wow.
It was unreal. Now, it was unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, so what happened? Why was that?
Well, so here's our theory. By the end of the day, we're all educated anglers. We're trying to figure it out. Our theory is by this time of the winter on a quote-unquote normal year, we have at least double, if not triple, the amount of ice that we currently have on the lakes here in central Wisconsin. We have in some places 6 inches at best on the ice.
Wow.
And in some places we went to a lake, we couldn't even get on it. It was still open because it has enough flowing water.
Yeah.
Very rare. And on top of that, we have a little bit of snow, not a lot of snow. So not enough to insulate sound, if you're getting where I'm going here. So we've got ice conditions that are conducive to just making a ton of noise. What would normally be covered by the amount of ice thickness and snow thickness is not being covered at all. On top of that, the places that the guys move to, that anglers will move to once you can get a truck on the ice and all that, are not being fished yet. So all of these first ice spots, these easy to get to spots, easy to walk to spots that we're still, you know, having to fish because we can't get to other places, are all being hit twice as hard right now. So these fish are just spooky because they've been pounded. There's no place for any of us to move anymore. We don't have enough ice to go do stuff. And the locals or those that like to take their trucks out, they can't do so yet, which they normally would by the end of January.
Yeah.
So it's very, very strange.
Well, that's one reason I'm heading north. I'll talk about that in a minute. You know, you, because of your ice fishing experience, you can come up with excuses. Most guys would just say, well, they weren't biting today. But but you've got an explanation, whether it's accurate or not. I mean, obviously the fish didn't pay any attention to your bait, so there's something going on there. But I believe, as you said, you can spook them by moving around on the ice and making too much noise. So
we would watch them on the live imaging. So the forward-facing sonars that are out there, we were using one. And so we could locate them, go, okay, there's 50 feet that way. and you would start making a walk to them, and there'd be three or four fish, and you'd watch them just scatter.
Gone.
As soon as you started making move to them, and then you couldn't find them again. They were out of range even of the sonar. So they were traveling quite a distance.
Crazy.
In a matter of seconds. And yeah. So we could watch that by the end of the day and kind of put that together, that they were clearly spooked by any little bit of movement on top of the ice.
Amazing. Well, I'm going to do some ice fishing myself this coming week, but last week I was a guest on Dan Schmidt's Deer Talk Now podcast. You can find the link on at deerhunting.com. Click on videos and then Deer Talk Now podcast. It was episode 42. We told a few stories and had a few laughs, and I had fun with it, and he said it was a great time as well. We hope listeners pay attention and liked it too. And he also tweeted a video of a cow elk eating a Canada goose. And on their website, they pointed out that herbivores sometimes eat birds and insects. I've seen that with deer and ground nesting birds. And when I was a kid, we used to feed grasshoppers to our pet rabbits. And I know squirrels will raid bird nests. So I guess it's not unheard of, but it sure was weird watching a cow elk chase down a family of geese and finally get one of those baby goslings and eat it. It's crazy.
Unreal. Strange. Yeah.
Well, Huntworth Gear has a big winter sale going on now through February 12th. You can visit huntworthgear.com and save up to 50% off on certain products. Some of the gear that Jeff and I wear and that I'll be taking up to Lake of the Woods. And this weekend, John and I are heading up to Riverbend Resort in Baudette, Minnesota on Lake of the Woods. We're going to spend 2 days up there fishing with an Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers ice fishing media event. And I'll try to report from there for next week, or at least talk about it when I get back. Have you ever been up there, Jeff?
To Lake of the Woods?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were up there in 2018 for a Masters Walleye Circuit and North American Bass Circuit event.
Okay, but ice fishing?
Not ice fishing.
It's all a right. Long way up there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's a long way up there.
I'm making it in 2 days. I'm going to Bayfield on one day, and then John and I are driving up. He's going to drive up, and we'll get up there on the second day, and then I'll make my way home later in the week. Well, coming up, Paul Johnson reports on ice fishing action at Lake of the Woods, where I'm going. Jim Bobiash tells us what's happening at the Range of Richfield in February. And Sean Wozniak offers advice for reloading shot shells and metallic cartridges. A great winter project. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Clam Outdoors has what ice anglers need for ice fishing this winter. From portable fish traps and pop-up hub shelters to ice armor by Clam Outerwear and cold weather gear to stay warm on those cold winter days. Along with a wide array of accessories, Clam Pro Tackle, Frost Ice Line, rods, reels, and combos, and so much more. Whether you're a hardcore or casual ice angler, Clam has what you need for ice fishing. Check out the full line of ice fishing gear at clamoutdoors.com.
Sun, 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 fun, fun, fun. Sun, 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 every kind of boat under the sun.
That boat show music is back, and so is Wisconsin's largest boat show. Everything from family runabouts, ski and surf boats, fishing boats, luxury pontoons, and more Great Lakes cruisers and motor yachts. We have the boats. Shop for skis, boards, and tubes at the Tubers Truckload Sale. Check MilwaukeeBoatShow.com, January 20 through 29, State Fair Park.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Escanaba, and Houghton. We at Remy Battery Company want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the past 90 plus years and your continued support of our local family-owned company. Stop in and see the expertise of over 9 decades of battery knowledge and customer service. Let us take care of the batteries for all of your needs, from power tools to sump pumps and ATVs to hunting decoys, even down to the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or waters. Don't forget to ask your sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. If you're a hunter or a recreational shooter, chances are you've had trouble finding ammo at some point in the last few years. You've seen empty shells at sporting goods stores, and maybe you got ahead of the curve on this one and stocked up on the ammo you need before supply chain issues led to shortages. Well, if not, maybe it's time you started reloading your own ammo. And joining me to talk about reloading options is Sean Wozniak. He's the manager of Mech Outdoors in Mayville, Wisconsin. Now, Mech Outdoors is a sponsor of our annual Deer Hunt Wisconsin show, and they make shot shell and metallic cartridge reloaders, clay target throwers, and other shooting supplies. And their website is mechoutdoors.com. Sean, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
I appreciate it, and thank you for having me this morning, Dan.
You bet. Most hunting and shooting seasons, recreational shooting anyway, are behind us now. Is this a good time to get into reloading?
It's always a good time to get into reloading. If you're a competitive shooter, more of a hobby shooter, just like once or twice during the week, or you're just looking to perfect your ammunition for the next upcoming hunting season, reloading in general is always a good time to get into it.
Are you seeing more people getting into it now based on, you know, what I just mentioned about shortages and supply chain issues?
We really have. And, you know, usually 12 and 20 gauge, those have always been the higher volume machines. But we've seen a lot of customers getting to the sub gauges. And what I mean by sub gauges would be like a 410 or 28 gauge. The volume of people going in and starting to reload those gauges has really improved.
Okay. Well, what's it take to get started?
We offer our 600 Junior. It's our most budget-friendly but also easy use press in the market. And you're looking, if you get components plus the press, your initial buy-in is a little expensive to start with, but long-term, you're going to have savings for reloading versus buying loaded ammunition. For example, a 12-gauge 600 Junior, which you buy the press and all your components to load, you're looking about the $400 to $450 price range in order to start getting into reloading.
Once you've made that initial investment, how much can you save by reloading your own ammo?
Depending on where the market prices are right now, it's quite considerable. Your largest cost drivers is going to be most likely your lead pricing and your lead shot, that is. Savings per box can vary from $3 to $4, depending what your component costs are.
Now, if you buy lead, and I have done that in the past, I haven't recently, but you can buy it in 25-pound bags, is that's something that'll keep for a while if you don't use it all? I mean, 25 pounds of lead shot is a lot of shot shells.
It is. And, you know, a lot of customers are actually looking at less expensive options as well for lead shot and getting reclaimed shot. So a lot of the ranges, they'll basically have a company come in, harvest the lead, sell some off to the club, or the actual company that is harvesting the lead will take some as their payment. So that cost for that shot is less expensive than brand new shot out there in the market.
How do you find that kind of shot? I mean, who sells it?
You can see it usually being advertised on the forums. That's usually the best option. Otherwise, it's a lot of word of mouth between the clubs.
And if people contact you, do you have information on that?
We do at times. The majority of the time, though, that lead goes pretty quick.
So it's better to go through a local club and ask them who they're selling their bent lead to or who's reclaiming
it. Correct. Yep.
Yeah.
That's correct.
What about reloading non-toxic ammo, say bismuth or tungsten or steel or those other components? Can you reload that too, or is that not something to get into?
You can, and we saw a nice influx of people wanting to load the non-toxic rounds just for waterfowl.
Yeah.
There was a shortage, obviously, this last year and the prior fall as well, so people were scrambling last minute. But we do offer, our product does offer the ability to reload non-toxic.
Uh-huh, okay. Are components readily available now? We talked about shortages.
There's still a little bit of shortage with shot shell primers. Some powder is spotty at best. I guess that's the best way I can put it. Mm-hmm. It's very, very intermittent to when it's available. And when it is available, it's gone very quickly. We're not out of the woods yet. There's still some inconsistencies with components within the market.
Well, how about reloading metallic cartridges? What different concerns are there there?
It's usually coming down to what bullet you're shooting and for what caliber. That seems to be the constraints right now for people shooting in the metallic world. Brass, powder, primers, that's in a better spot compared to shot shell from what I've been seeing.
Is it easier, harder, or about the same to reload metallic cartridges?
There's a little more detail into reloading metallic cartridge versus shot shell, a little bit more on the precision side, and just making sure that your pressures are where they need to be and just making sure you're following the recipes in the book to stay safe.
Of course, gunpowder is flammable, and ammo is something you need to store carefully and handle carefully. Is reloading itself a dangerous occupation?
It is not. You would be amazed how many questions we get when we go up to a youth event and mom or dad come in and ask if Johnny can load or don't want him to load because he's going to be playing with gunpowder and it's flammable. But by the time we walk the individual through their loading process and then the kid holds up the shell to his parent and they are like, it's that easy. I said, it is that easy and it is that safe.
Uh-huh. Okay. Where can we learn more besides going to one of your clinics?
For sure, the website, www.mechoutdoors.com. We showcase our full product lines, how-to videos, additional information as well.
Uh-huh. Okay. Anything else you want to share with listeners?
Reloading is always a good time to get into, no matter what time of year, but we usually see a good influx with customers starting now, just because with colder temps, winter, gives the shooter, hunter, the outdoor enthusiasts the opportunity to reload and still be active during the winter months.
And you have reloaders and other components available if people want to buy now?
We do. We're in a better spot compared to a couple of years ago where we had our own supply chain issues, but right now we do have inventory on hand.
Okay. Well, we'll send folks to your website, and actually you've got a couple of ways to get there, but mechoutdoors.com is the most direct, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Well, Sean, thanks so much for talking with us, and thanks again for sponsoring the Deer Hunt Show. We're going to put another one together this fall, and we hope you'll be involved in that as well.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Sean Wozniak is the manager of Mech Outdoors in Mayville, Wisconsin, and as I mentioned, they sponsor our Deer Hunt Wisconsin show. They make shot shell and metallic cartridge reloaders, clay target throwers, and other supplies for shooters. And the website is mechoutdoors.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience. They're located on Helson Drive, just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, at the split of Highways 41 and 45, and on the web at therangewi.com. And joining us for our monthly chat about what's happening at the range is Range of Richfield President Jim Bobiash. Well, Jim, thanks for joining us and welcome back.
Hi, Dan. It's great to be back chatting with you. I always look forward to this time that we can spend on the air together just chit-chatting.
Boy, we've got a lot to chit-chat about. How was January, for starters?
Well, January was great. Okay, we didn't make it to the SHOT Show this year, which wrapped up a couple weeks ago, but we had some of our scouts out there, and they checked out the new options and new products, and they'll be sending us the catalog and flyers. So if anyone has questions on what's new for this year, you know, just let us know. We are staying informed even though we weren't there.
Well, that's good. All right.
Our men's, women's, the Bullseye, and AR leagues are going strong, and the groups are having a great time with all the creative targets that Jason is coming up with. Matter of fact, our next IDPA match is on Saturday, February 11th, here at the range. So if someone is interested, please check out our website for details. We started the Bullseye League. We're in a second run of it now. We did it in summer. Now this is the fall winter league. And we now have 60 shooters. It's absolutely amazing. And you can come in at any time on a Tuesday from like 1 o'clock until we close, and you can shoot. You know, it's not a scheduled, you have to be here at a certain time. What's really fascinating is that they'll be there shooting, and a lot of folks that are maybe shooting or they're just in the store buying a gun or whatever, they go and they look at it. What are these guys doing? Is it the timed event and everything else? And they're having a ball, which is absolutely awesome. It's bringing in a whole new group of folks for us, which is delightful.
Fantastic. Well, besides that, you have classes now, too.
Yes, now that the holiday season's over, our classes are starting to ramp up again. So we're starting to post them online, and there'll be more classes coming up. So I encourage anybody who's interested to either stop in and check out our schedule or go to therangewi.com for details. These are some of our favorites, Dan. Our next Wisconsin concealed carry class is February 12th, and then we have another one on February 28th. The cost is only $75, which is a real deal, knowing the quality of our instructors. Plus, you get a voucher for 30 minutes of free range time after the class is over. The ladies-only concealed carry class is going to be on February 25th. And the same thing, the cost is $75, and you do get that voucher for 30 minutes of free shooting.
Okay.
Our first shots class on March 1st. This is designated for folks who aren't quite sure if they want to get into the sport. Or have never shot before. So if you're interested in wondering how this works and how guns and everything else, come on in. I mean, it's a great, great class. It's limited to 12 people, and you spend some time in the training room and then on the range itself.
Do you have a pretty good response for that class?
We do. In fact, they call and say, when's the next one most of the time?
Ah.
We try to do it once a month because it's limited as far as numbers because we want to make sure that everybody gets special attention. It's been great.
Good.
Another popular class is our NRA instructor course. This is actually a two-day course starting on March 4th and 5th, and it's from 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's for both days with a one-hour lunch break. So it's kind of an intense course, but it's really a great class, and that typically fills up quite quickly also. So if you're interested, you can find information again on the website or just give us a call.
All right. Any other classes?
Yeah, we've got to bring back one of our real popular ones. It's the Getting to Know Your AR. Of course, AR has become very popular over the last few years. This one has been well attended in the past, and it doesn't matter if you're an experienced shooter or just a novice. This is a great learning and training experience. This is offered over 2 days, again, February 18th and 19th, from 8 until noon, both days. So we also have our skill building clinic. This particular month, we'll be offering the Drawing from Concealment for Advanced, and that's on February 21st.
And we can join these classes online. We can sign up online, right?
Yes, you can. You can sign up online, or you can call us here, or you can stop in. We'd love to have you come in and join us.
And you get good feedback from the First Shots class, but how about the others?
You know something? I've been getting great feedback. We have some instructors that are really, really talented and very knowledgeable, and everybody is really positive and has very nice comments about all of our instructors. So I'm very thankful for them and for all the people that come in and say something that they enjoy it. That means a lot to me.
Well, good. Now, you usually have specials almost every month. What have you got in February that's special?
Well, you know, we're going to hold our Sweetheart Special Valentine's Day weekend. And it'll be on February 11th and 12th. So come on in. If you rent a lane, you pay for one shooter, the second shooter's free.
Oh.
And you get a Valentine's Day target for free.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
And ladies' night, do you have that again?
Yeah, that ladies' night has been exploding. It's been great. The next session is February 22nd, and the topic is best gear for training and carrying. The ladies love it. So come on in and check it out.
I imagine they get to see purses with secret compartments and backpacks with the same and the like.
Yeah, absolutely. We try to get them involved with the guns and shooting and everything else, but also take time to look at some of the other things, like carrying. You know, what should you carry? How should you carry it? What's the different options you have? So I think they do a great job in being able to present that to everyone. We usually come up with the classes from people who make suggestions. Hey, can we talk about this or that? It's really turned out well.
Well, good. Any other specials?
I got this next special, and this is kind of a tongue twister, so just be careful here. It's our February lane special, okay? Shoot your 223 on 223 and on 2223 on a free lane. That's right. 223 and 2223. Get 1 hour free range time to shoot your 223. How fun is that? Some restrictions apply.
There are always restrictions. I'm confused. What is 2223?
223 is a caliber.
No. Yeah, I know that. But what is
223? That's February 2nd in 2023. So 2, 23.
Yeah.
And then 2-2 is 22nd of February in 23. So you shoot on 2-3 or 2-2-2-3. You use your 2-2-3 and you get a free lane.
Okay, good.
I told you, I was trying to rehearse this earlier today, and I was actually talking to my wife about it, and we both just started laughing because it's kind of crazy. 2-2-3 and 2-2-3 and on 2-2-3 with a 2-2-3. It's another chance for folks to get a chance to get some free range time and shoot their 2-2-3.
Got it. You know, when I was younger, we called that caliber 223, 222 and 223, but now everybody goes 222 and 223, so.
Yeah, I guess I could have done that, couldn't I? I never thought about it.
I don't know. So. You got to go with the flow, I guess so.
I guess so. You know, that's all we can do.
All right, how about safes?
Safes, oh yeah, I love safes. So if you're thinking about getting a safe and you don't know where to start, this is a great time to come in and find out the ins and outs of the safe business. You know, the terms, the sizes, fire ratings, security levels, financing, and probably the most asked question we get is, how do I get it home? We have all those answers, and I also have about 60 safes in stock ready to ship, and I have another trailer full coming in next week. So we have several great safes on sale, so be sure to stop in and take a look, or just give me a call. I'll be happy to tell you what we have and what the pricing is.
All right. And you mentioned new products that the SHOT Show had on display. Are you going to be selling some of those?
Oh, yeah. That's two good points there, Dan. Number one, we're seeing that the gun manufacturers now want to sell guns. So we're starting to get deals on guns, which is something we haven't seen in 2 years, maybe 2.5 years, which is great. So we're going to try to get some of their new guns in and have them in there. And actually, we're trying to get at least two or three of each one so that we can put one in rental so people can try it, because that always helps a lot. And the other thing I need to say is that we are actually being able to stock up on ammo, which is something, again, we haven't been able to do. They have a surplus. They're selling it. And guess what? The prices are coming down. Not a lot, but they are coming down. It's going in the right direction.
All right. Well, that's great. Well, Jim, it sounds like February is going to be a busy month, but that's nothing new for you folks.
No, it's not, and we love it. We try to make it exciting for everyone to come on in. And the weather is a little chilly outside, so it's always nice and warm here at the range. So if you have nothing to do, come on in. We'd love to talk with you and show you around.
All right. Well, Jim, thanks so much for that report. We will talk to you again next month.
I look forward to it, Dan. Thank you.
You bet. Jim Bobby Ash is the president of the Range of Richfield. The range is located on Helson Drive. That's just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where Highways 41 and 45 divide. And you can find them on the web, where all of this information is also available at therangewi.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Sun. Boaters, this is your show, the Milwaukee Boat Show at State Fair Park. Over 300 boats, family runabouts, ski and surf boats, luxury pontoons and fishing boats, more Lake Michigan boats than ever. Tierra, Beneteau, Cruisers, Sea Ray, Formula, Grady White, Boston Whaler, and more. We have the boats. See Twiggy the water skiing squirrel the second weekend. Check MilwaukeeBoatShow.com, January 20 through 29, closed Monday and Tuesday.
Clam Outdoors has what ice anglers need for ice fishing this winter. From portable fish traps and pop-up hub shelters to ice armor by Clam Outerwear and cold weather gear to stay warm on those cold winter days. Along with a wide array of accessories, Clam Pro Tackle, Frost Ice Line, rods, reels, and combos, and so much more. Whether you're a hardcore or casual ice angler, Clam has what you need for ice fishing. Check out the full line of ice fishing gear at ClamOutdoors.com.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. I mentioned earlier in the show that I'll be heading for Lake of the Woods this coming week, and specifically to Riverbend Resort in Baudette, Minnesota. And joining me now to talk about ice fishing and what else might be going on this winter in that part of Minnesota is Paul Johnson. He's the owner of Riverbend Resort and Walleye Inn, both located in Baudette. His website is riverbendresort.com. Well, Paul, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Dan. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
Well, I am looking forward to my visit this coming week. I have been to Lake of the Woods between, half a dozen or 10 times maybe in the last decade or so, but never in the middle of winter. So I'm really looking forward to a new season up there.
Oh, it's a beautiful, majestic time of year up here in the frozen north.
Although this year we're having some unseasonable warmer temperatures, but it's going to get cold this next week. In the next 3 days, we're supposed to see some lows in the negative 20s for actual temperature and single digit below zero highs during the day. So it's going to get cold. Good ice making temperatures.
It certainly is, but that's typical for Lake of the Woods, is it not?
It is. That cold is what produces the multiple inches of ice needed to make it through the end of March. March 31st is when we can fish tail and have houses out, so we need all the ice we can get in the winter.
Well, how is the fishing right now?
Fishing has been really good. The pressures and the weather have been stable for the last couple of weeks, which stable pressures provide some good consistent fishing up here, and customers are catching all sorts of species and size and numbers. They're having a good time.
What are they catching?
We mainly target the walleye and the sauger as they're moving out through the lake, but they've been getting a lot of burbot this year, and big ones. Tulabies are starting to bite as we move out a little deeper. Crappies, they've been getting a few crappies, some of them jumbo perch, big pike. Even out in the deep water, they've been catching a few pike over 40 inches. So just mixed bags kind of every day, different houses provide different fish.
You mentioned tulabee. Now, that's a common name for a fish that you folks in Minnesota know, but here in Wisconsin, most people call them ciscos. That is the same fish, is it not?
I believe so, yep. And then the close cousin is that whitefish.
Yep, we have whitefish in both the Great Lakes, and of course you share one of the Great Lakes with Wisconsin, and we have the cisco or tulabee in some of our deeper inland lakes as well. How do you fish for all these different species?
The walleye sauger is kind of a similar approach that we use in the early months of summer. And it's just a vertical jigging in the house, a dead stick, which is typically a fixed line with a bobber on it, and either plain hook or some sort of assorted jig with your bait that's just sitting there and allowing that bait to move kind of naturally and attract the fish. And that setup works really well when the fish are not as aggressive. The other form that we're using is the jigging line, and jigging spoons, jigging wraps, or any kind of an aggressive jigging motion with either a treble hook tipped with the minnow head or the full minnow. Everyone kind of has their techniques that they use. Just that jigging up and down closer to the bottom. Usually they tend to hang out in that foot to 2 foot area, watching the electronics, seeing where those fish are coming in at. But the one thing this year that we're seeing a lot of are suspended fish up higher in that water column, and with your electronics, you're able to see them, and with that jigging pole, you can reel right up to it and put that minnow right in front of its face.
Now, how deep are we talking here? I know there's a lot of variety as far as the depth is concerned, from shallow water to very deep water, but where are you finding the fish now?
Most of our houses are in that 31 to 32 foot depth of water, which is out in that mud flat of Big Traverse Bay.
Okay. Now, you mentioned houses, so we should talk about how you actually operate. So how does it work when you're fishing out of River Bend?
We have a couple different options. We have the resort location with the bar, restaurant, main lodge. We have cabins spread out along the Rainy River at the resort locations. Customers, guests come up, stay in our cabins. We'll take them to the day shacks or day houses. Well, they'll fish from morning till afternoon, later afternoon, come back in at night, have all the modern amenities of the cabins, warm water, that's the biggest thing, and then kind of do that consecutively through the days of their stay. We have sleeper houses, which we like to call ice camping, which is more of the primitive lake camping approach where you're staying out on the ice. You're out there with the fish, attacking, trying to catch them fish through all hours of the day. And then we also have the Walleye Inn, which is our hotel location located right in Bedette. And there's just a hotel-style lodging facility, and guests will come out and fish in our day houses during the day and then return each day as well.
All right. Now, I'm going to be up there with my son and with some other folks from the Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers. We'll be only fishing for 2 days, but we'll need a license, obviously. What license does someone buy for a short stay?
Minnesota offers a couple different options for out-of-state licenses. The most common is the 3-day license. They do offer a 7 and a 14-day, I believe, as well. And what's really critical and important is if you're doing a three-day, there's a time that you would select. So if you're going to be fishing, say, that first day by 8 a.m., you want to make sure that you select 8 a.m. as your start time on that first day.
Yeah, you don't want to be caught fishing 5 minutes before your license is legal, right?
And the conservation officers do a really good job of making sure everyone's following accordingly up here.
Good. And number of rods or lines?
Wintertime in Minnesota, you're allowed 2 lines per person. So each of our houses, like the houses you guys will be fishing in, there'll be 2 holes drilled per person.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll be able to fish that dead stick, jigging stick combination with those 2 lines.
Okay. You don't put tip-ups out.
With the temperatures this time of year, nobody likes to be sitting outside or running outside. And snow, you know, amount of snowfall, we plow roads to our houses. So banks are kind of tough to get up and over, or even just sea flags. But earlier season, or even in March, later March, when people start targeting the big pike, a lot of tip-ups are used then.
Uh-huh. Now, you mentioned going out there in the morning, coming back late afternoon. 8 or 9 hours is a long time to spend anywhere. How are these ice houses equipped? How comfortable are they?
Oh, they're pretty comfortable. It's a bench stuff with a trough layout where the holes are drilled, so it's just kind of an open trough that spreads the width of the fish house. Some of the houses, we've actually converted the benches over to bus seats. And if you remember how comfortable those bus seats were when we were growing up riding the bus to school, those are pretty nice to sit in throughout the duration of the day.
Yeah.
All the holes are pre-drilled. Heat is on. Everything is ready to go. You step right in the house, you know, put your bait on, drop those lines, get fishing right away.
And what other facilities do you have in these houses?
Some of the houses have bathrooms attached. Otherwise, it's a portable bathrooms out spread out so that there is access to any kind of bathroom needs while you're out on the ice.
Good. So you're not going to have to walk back to shore or try to hitch a ride with somebody.
Right. And the nice part about driving on the plowed roads is, you know, this time of year, plenty of ice. You could drive your own vehicle out there. We lead everybody to the houses. You can jump over to the porta potties, or if you're fishing with another group and they're in a house a little ways away, you can drive down, pack anything you want to bring out on the ice with you. It's just real convenient, plowed all the way there.
How many miles out are we talking?
Currently, our houses are sitting about 6 miles north of Pine Island. So if you're looking at a map, the Rainy River, where the resort's located, flows into Four Mile Bay. Four Mile Bay then spreads out, and Pine Island separates Four Mile Bay and Lake of the Woods. So 2 miles across Four Mile Bay over Pine Island, 6 miles out to our houses, 8 miles once you hit the water. Customers will pack their vehicles up. Whatever vehicle people are driving up, we provide the road pass that gives access to the road, and our guides will lead you right to your houses. And the convenience of that is being able to pack what you want to bring out there and not be limited. Early ice, when full-size vehicles aren't allowed, we transport people out, but space is so limited. You know, you only got maybe a taco box, a cooler, and a flasher that there's room for. So when the road opens to full-size vehicles, everyone's pretty excited because they can pack everything but the kitchen sink to go fishing for the day.
All right. And you mentioned flasher. Should we bring a flasher or a locator?
We always encourage the electronics when you're fishing out here, especially, you know, in that 30, the deeper water, just to kind of see where the fish are coming in at. You'll have a lot of fish, you know, towards the bottom traditionally, but those upper suspended fish are typically a feeding fish. And so to be able to see where they're at in that water column, reel up to their location and get them to strike is just crucial.
Yep, absolutely. Well, there are other winter activities as well besides ice fishing. I don't know that we will do any of them, but what else can someone do if people want to come up for a long weekend or maybe a week?
Well, during the winter months up here, one of the main attractions is the snowmobile trails that we have available. There's 2 different snowmobile clubs, one up on the northwest angle that grooms all the trails around the islands up in the chimney portion of Minnesota. And then the other one grooms all the trails on the south end of the lake. And there is hundreds of miles of groomed trail through the county and through some of the parks and warming shacks. I mean, that's a big draw up here as well. A couple of different resorts have actually created some ice bars, kind of a neat little thing to where you can drive out onto the ice and they have adult beverages available, some limited food items, and they have holes drilled in the floor and you can actually fish while you're sitting in that ice tavern. There's a couple of them out there, the Angry Walleye and the famous Igloo. We'll try to get everyone over to check that Igloo out. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that as well. So, I am looking forward to it. Like I say, I haven't been up there now in a couple of years and never at this time of year. So make sure the cabins are warm and you're going to have some meals for us in the evenings and breakfast as well, I understand. So I think we're going to be well taken care of once we get there.
Dan, you mentioned nice and warm. One of the lines or phrases we like to use is the winters up in Lake of the Woods are remarkably mild. You're going from a heated cabin to a heated vehicle to a heated fish house. You stay pretty warm when you're up here in the winter.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I will see you in just a couple of days.
Sounds great, Dan.
Paul Johnson is the owner of Riverbend Resort and Walleye Inn. Again, the website, riverbendresort.com. And we will be reporting from Riverbend next week and talking about the fishing. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio. Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge, and members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. And Cedar Lake Sales is at the Milwaukee Boat Show this weekend. You can check out the great deals on rebates, on new boats, all kinds of good stuff with them. Check their website and Facebook page for details. We're also brought to you by Ducks Unlimited. Find out about their upcoming DUX Expo at duckexpo.com. That's duckexpo.com.
Yeah, say that fast about four times. Well, if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And if you live in southeast Wisconsin or anywhere you can get the Milwaukee PBS signal, you can watch it at 9 o'clock Thursday night and 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. And, of course, last year's Deer Hunt Wisconsin show and several others from past years, all those are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
The radio show you hear now is archived online as well, so you can take and download this show or past shows up to about a year ago and listen to it whenever you would like to. Maybe you find a subject matter you want to find or an artist, an author, somebody you want to listen to, we got that for you at lake-link.com. Go to their website, scroll down to the bottom, you'll see the Outdoors Radio tab, and then that'll take you to our archived show and download and take it with you. Dan is on social media at Dan Small Outdoors. You can find me at Hardwater Jeff.
And if you're looking for something to do in the evening this winter, there are candlelight events at state parks and natural areas through the end of February. Just go to the DNR website, click on the events calendar, and you'll find details there. And last week we met Christina Dahlhausen and Vernon S. Quatch, the Sasquatch who roams Vernon County looking for fun things to do. Well, here's another fun thing. Next weekend, February 3rd and 4th, is the 100th annual Snowflake Ski Jumping Tournament at Snowflake Ski Hill. That's just west of Westby on County Highway P. Friday night, jumping under the lights and competition all day on Saturday. You can find them on Facebook. Just type in Snowflake Ski Jump and you'll find it. Well, Jeff, we talked about ice fishing earlier. The North American ice fishing circuit, I think, is no longer, right?
No more, unfortunately. Yep, closed up shop after almost two decades, just about 20 years in on that circuit. Jack Baker had it, then Mike Howe. And, you know, unfortunately, the numbers have dwindled over the years, and it really just couldn't put up with some of the unfortunate infighting that some of the anglers were doing and amongst each other. And, you know, rather than make a bad name for a community that wants to stick its neck out and have an event, Mike just felt it better off to, you know, apologize to the sponsors, refund some money to the anglers and walk away and retire it. So, you know, it's a shame. I enjoyed fishing it in about the 10 years that I fished it. And yeah, I look forward to getting into another event under a different name run by different people at some point. But, you know, with the experience I've got with tournaments now, I look at every tournament just a little bit differently, you know.
I'll bet, for sure. Well, the Wild Eagle Lodge Winter Flash Sale we talked about last week with Justin Bailing is extended now for another week, so you can save 20% through February 7th if you book online at wildeaglelodge.com. And we'll talk about the DNR's virtual listening session on wolf management next week. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. You can hear more of his tunes at warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
And the heron is fishing on one cold leg. When the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of